This is the daily text for Wednesday, January the 25th, 2017. The way to burn your enemies. Proverbs 25, 21, and 22. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he's thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Consider this. What's wise about treating your enemies well? My enemy does not have my best interest in mind. In fact, my enemies want me to fail. A hungry and thirsty enemy sounds like a vulnerable enemy. It sounds like a scenario in which I might have the upper hand. It may provide an opportunity to defeat my enemy. That would be good, right? Neutralizing an enemy makes sense, doesn't it? Wouldn't everyone expect this? Don't we want to overcome and even do away with our enemies? Despite all this, wisdom teaches us to care for our enemies, to give them food and drink in response to their needs. We get some clues from Paul's use of this very text in his letter to the Romans. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 17 to 21. When I try to overcome evil with evil, here's the outcome. Number one, when I give my enemy a taste of his own medicine, I am the one who gets sick. Number two, when I repay bad for bad, I escalate the conflict. Number three, when I retaliate against my enemy by fighting fire with fire, I do irreversible damage and diminish the chances of any productive outcome. When I try to overcome evil with good, it leads to a different outcome. Number one, when I return good for evil, I avoid the infection brought on by the toxicity of evil. Number two, when I repay bad with good, I create the possibility of de-escalating the conflict. Number three, responding to evil with good is actually a subversive form of retaliation. It is an offensive tactic in that it has the effect of heaping burning coals on their head. When your enemy wrongs you and you retaliate, it justifies your enemy by reaffirming their decision. When you respond to bad with good, it actually has the effect of shaming your enemy. This is what the reference about burning coals means. It can have the effect of causing them to reevaluate their decision and changing the outcome altogether. The wisdom of repaying evil with good is it creates the only possibility for evil to be truly overcome. Evil cannot be overcome by evil. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Hate cannot defeat hate. It's why wisdom wages the counterintuitive war of love. And is this not our story? The divine response of good in the face of evil? The story of the cross? I'll see you tomorrow in Proverbs 26. The prayer. Abba, Father, in response to and in the face of the unmitigated evildoing of the human race, you sent the perfect gift of goodness, your Son. Bring that kind of Holy Spirit-inspired imagination into our lives that we could see a new way, a better way, the way of the cross. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. The questions. Number one, can you recall a situation where someone responded to evil with good? What happened? Number two, what do you make of this notion of the counterintuitive war of love? And number three, do you have an enemy right now in your life whom you could treat with generosity by helping meet their needs? Would you dare? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.